The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead and start? Folks can continue to join us as they do. And just settle in for meditation, finding your posture, finding your place. Kind of orienting toward doing this together. So gently closing the eyes, feeling into the body in the sitting posture or whatever posture you're in. Some of these preliminary things sound very simple and, you know, like maybe we could skip them after we've done them a few times, but I find it so helpful to just begin with feeling the body, sensing into the touch points where you're sitting, feeling the stability, the groundedness in the place where you're sitting. And finding some balance in the body, so it takes very little effort to be sitting upright or lying in the position you're in. We don't want to be using a lot of muscles to do that. See if the bones can just be aligned so that they're supporting you. Sensing the straightness of the spine, not in a rigid way. It naturally has a few curves, but there's a sense of uprightness, alignment. And then the rest of the body can relax around that uprightness, so the shoulders soften, drop. Head floats on the spine. Even the arms and legs can just feel like they're floating the way the fronds of a sea plant float. Softening the eyes and the eye sockets. The jaw, and softening whatever it's possible to soften in the heart area, in the belly, in the back. Just inviting some ease. Letting the arms and legs be natural, soft. And bringing up the quality of mindfulness. Mindfulness as the sense of being right in the present moment, connected to what's here in a simple way, in a non-judgmental way, just knowing this. So sensing how that feels in the mind to have mindfulness. And connecting that mindfulness in particular to the sensations of the breath. We can start with the physical breath, the actual sense of air coming in, going out. Maybe we can actually feel the air as it enters the nostrils or touches the upper lip. And then there's an expansion of the chest or the belly. Maybe we only feel that through the shift of the clothing on the skin, but there's some indication of expansion. It's a whole series of motions throughout the torso. We don't need to make it do anything. We just feel how it actually is right now. We can also sense the breath as more of an energetic phenomenon, a more subtle flow that can extend well outside of the lung area. Now maybe we can feel breath energy flowing into the legs and the arms, throughout the whole of the back, or even up into the head. As you breathe, is there this more subtle flow of energy? So this is one aspect of the air element. It's the breath energy. And it's also the quality of motion in the body. Movement and flow are part of our experience of the material world. The air element is this experiential quality. It's not a literal substance. So resting with this breath flowing for a few minutes, this energetic air element. Air is the most subtle of the four main material elements. So we may find that tuning into it naturally draws the mind down to a more tranquil state. Can actually be used to quiet the mind a bit, tuning into the subtle energetic experience of the body. And as the mind gets a bit quieter, even a little bit, we can also sense or tune into our awareness of the breath. So there's the breath, and there's the knowing of the breath. It's just a little turn of awareness to see the other side. Can you sense the aspect of the mind that knows? The simple knowing of an object, such as the breath energy, is consciousness. To know that we know. It's quite wonderful, this capacity to know. Also, a bit mysterious. How is it that we can have an experience? If you look at how it's happening, look carefully, you can see that the knowing of an object co-arises with the object. We can't know a sensation before it occurs. We can't know it after it is gone. But when it's there, there's the knowing of it. And there could only be knowing if there were something to know. It's amazing. There can be some wonder and amazement that our mind is knowing all of these experiences. So see if you can rest in this knowing. Just appreciating this aliveness of knowing. find that the mind needs a place to rest. Tuning into that subtle breath energy, coming in, going out. We're still connected to the physical world of breathing. And there's the knowing of experience. Breathing in and breathing out. in the last few minutes of this meditation, we may notice how the elements are interconnected. The air element and the breath that we've been tuning into occurs because we have a body, because there is earth, the substance of this body draws in the air through the working of the muscles. The air has a temperature. Often it's cool on the way in, warm on the way out. And it has a quality of connecting together the body. It has the cohesion quality that's associated with the water element. The elements are not really separate. They're different aspects of material life. And all of them are known by consciousness, which arises with them. It's almost a tautology. How could we know the earth element, even what it is, without knowing? And how could there be knowing if there weren't something to know? So these are completely integrated also. And when we tune into the consciousness side, we may have a sense of marvel, wonder. Where's that coming from? What would it be like to go through the world marveling at what's appearing? Might be pleasant, might be painful, or neither one. All the fullness of life. It's quite marvelous that it all comes into this mind, into this life. How would it be to live with a sense of wonder, being here, of seeing all of this, of experiencing this? And how would we have to be to stay in touch with that sense of marvel, even if it's painful? What qualities of mind would we have to still welcome experience as wonderful, even when it's painful? And what a gift for the world it is to see life as a wondrous opportunity, an amazing thing, even in all of its complexity and challenge, as well as its ease and peace. Truly, that would be to know the fullness of life. And people like that are gifts to the world, able to have a bigger perspective, able always to find some way to be easy with what's happening, light as the air, able to move. So we'll see how it is to consider the wonder in life today.